Well, we're visiting with Caroline Kamczyk. She's the event leader for this year's Knox County Relay for Life. Caroline, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Now, you've got a long history with the Relay for Life, not necessarily here in Knox County, but ever since you were a little kid, right? What prompted you to get so much interest in the relay?
Well, when I was in first grade, my grandma was diagnosed with cancer, and then she had moved in with my family so that my mom could take care of her. And then moved into my room, and I moved into my sister's room. And then, she was always around us when, she was battling cancer. And then I remember her going through chemo, losing her hair, having to get a wig. And then we were also in and out of the hospital with her. She was in a nursing home for a little bit. And we were there for that too. So, it impacted me early on. She ended up losing her battle to cancer. She battled it for a little bit over a year and then passed away. But and then eventually I thought back to it and what she went through. So when I was in high school, I'm from the Chicagoland area, but we had a Relay for Life there, and it was really big in our high school. So I joined a team right away, and then eventually I became a team captain, and then eventually I became a lead I was on the committee for the event in my high school. And then when I went to college, I was involved with it too. And then out of college, then I moved around this area, and I did it for Warren County, and now Knox County is my second year with Knox County.
A lot of years then, huh?
Yeah, yes. So it's been just kind of, it's just been my thing that I want to do and be involved with. So
yeah. How has the relay changed, if it at all, since you first started?
Well, I think it was interesting because I saw it more from a high school level when I first started. And I was actually back in the suburb area, District 230, and we had my high school is one of the top events for high school in the country. So it was really big in high school, and just to see so many young people be involved with it was awesome. And then I never really saw it from the community side, so that I got to see more after college with Warren County and Knox County. And it was great to see how, that after school people are involved with it. And when they're involved with it too, with their busy schedules, with their jobs and their families and kids and everything, and it's still important to them. So I think that seeing that it impacts young people and then people in their middle age or older age as well. So, and then I think, I know our goal is to get more high schoolers involved in this area and young people, because there are some teams that we would like to get more eventually. So I'm working through that. So I think, and it might just be different areas too, because I know it's still really big in my former high school. But yeah.
Is it hard to get young kids involved with it?
Sometimes I think because I find too, especially that they're involved with so many other things, and then or a lot of times they'll want to do donations and donate for a certain day or have a basketball game, and that's great. But then the day of, it's a busy time of the year in May, so sometimes they have other things going on. But I think that again, there are a couple high school teams that we would like to get. Our goal is to get more from every high school in this area involved.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Kamczyk, event lead for the Knox County Relay for Life. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.